Hey everybody, this is Milford, and I am here in Sun and Fun in Lakeland and enjoying the show like always. And I am joined right now by Helga Klizny. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you, Milford.
Are you enjoying the show?
Oh, it's awesome.
Now, I know you were at Kermit Week's place for the splash-in. Did you enjoy that?
Oh, that was awesome. I was allowed to be on one of the competition planes and threw bombs into the water.
No, it's illegal. You threw bombs. Now, did they blow up big?
Oh, it was like blowing a bomb with
grapefruit. That's not what they're good for, too. We also have Michael. We have Michael's who we have with us. How are you doing? I'm sorry. Is this your first time at Sun and Fun?
Yes.
Now, I understand you're a commercial pilot, correct? Okay, and you fly for Lufthansa?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know that everybody understands my southern accent, but if you didn't catch the other accents, Helga and Michael are from Germany, and they come back and forth quite a bit. Austria.
Austria is Germany.
Okay, well, they're from both. we'll give a little background on Helga. Helga was here working in the States many years ago, or a few years ago, I'm not sure.
Many years ago.
Okay.
10 years ago.
And she got interested in skydiving. And you want to tell us a little bit about how that happened?
Oh, I was working with six Austrian colleagues over on the east coast of Florida, and they just said they would like to go skydiving, and I said, hey, I want to go with you. So the next day we all went, four of us. The three guys just said, okay, wow, we made a skydive, that's it. And all the girls at the bar could look, but it was kind of big guys there, and I said, that's it for the rest of my life, and I started.
So you enjoyed it too much, probably.
Yep.
Shannon, you and I are totally different from that. I have no desire to jump out of an airplane. I hear a lot of people say they wouldn't jump out of a perfectly good airplane. I'm not jumping out of a perfectly bad airplane. I'm just not going to do it. So. Well, that's great. Now, your second love, past that, after you learned how to fly, being involved in the parachuting, you learned how to fly. And you don't just like to fly regular airplanes. You like to fly them that land on water, right?
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, I've been flying regular airplines for years, for decades. And I tried different kinds, like aerobatic, glider flying, and I didn't get hooked on any of this. I liked it, but it just wasn't it. And
right.
Then 2 years ago, I had the chance to go on a seaplane. And it was awesome. I knew that was it, and I learned. I did my German rating at first on lovely River Mosel. It's a small river, very winding and very nice. And then a few months later, I came over to Florida and did a check run seaplane bike, one of the best.
Oh yeah, down in Winter Haven.
Big one. I did my U.S. seaplane rating, and since that, we have been here quite a few times, like 5, 6, 7 times. Yeah.
Right. Now, I know I met you last year at Oshkosh, so you had some big plans at Oshkosh last year. You want to kind of fill us in on the big events you've been trying to get going and some of the troubles you've had doing it?
Yes, Germany is not the place to go seaplane flying so far. I mean,
really?
We have a great history in planes and even in seaplanes with the company of Dornier.
Right.
But since the last war, this has decreased very much, and we also have, like, you know, the German mind, which is very restricted, very organized, very governmental organized, so it's kind of hard to do lovely things like seaplane flying.
Right.
And I want to change this.
Good. The more flying, the better. Whatever kind of flight time radio, we just want to fling everybody in the air, and any kind of airplane they want to go up, we think it's a good thing.
It's so easy in the United States. It's so lovely to fly here.
Well, let me, I've seen the website, the place that you finally, I think it took you three different tries, which you told me, correct, right, that to get this thing pretty well on the road. It's coming up in September, first weekend in September. Basically, it's just called German Seaplane Day.
Exactly. That's the website,
www.german-seaplane-day.com.
And it's in English.
Right. germanseaplaneday.com with dashes. All right, and the place, the hotel right there on the banks is gorgeous. If nothing else, everybody should go to the website and just see the pretty hotel. That's actually, you found a really pretty place to have it done at. Well, let me ask you, I don't know anything but American flying. What's the differences somebody could expect, say if they were visiting Austria, Germany, anywhere in Europe, and they wanted to go do some flying, what could they expect the differences might be?
they might expect the differences first, I guess, in language, because not many people, we all speak some kind of English.
Right.
But it's not the English you're used to.
Right.
Controllers will speak good English, but you might not be able to hear what all others are saying or understand, because
right.
their English is not as you're used to.
That's right. Good. Well, I have that problem when I get out of the Southeast myself.
You have a lovely accent for me. And it's also a very restricted area. I mean, you really got to know where you fly. You probably got to go with an instructor first anyway to
keep
your own
plane. Sure. I've seen reports in the past where they show that virtually everything you do in an airplane over there, you might get or probably will get charged for. You were telling me before we started rolling about touch and goes that you learned in the States, and you would do touch and goes and go. And then you had to learn, when you get through doing touch and goes in an airport in Europe, you have to stop. You want to tell us why that is?
We have to pay.
No.
Each time at least a small bit of a wheelie touches the ground, you have to pay. Flyby is okay without paying.
Right.
But one wheel, two wheels, three wheels.
Have they got a guy actually on the airport say, oh, he didn't touch, we don't charge him that time?
Well, on some special events, or
yeah.
if you have like a tailwheel on some special airport, they will not charge you. We have special agreements, but normally,
right.
like in 99.9%, you gotta pay.
My goodness. As many touch and goes as it took me to get any good, I would have broke the bank a long time ago. So, well, to say it took me to get good, who says I'm any good yet, right? Well, Michael, let me ask you, you're flying for Lufthansa.
Yeah.
What kind of aircraft are you flying?
I'm currently flying the Airbus 340 and 330.
The which one?
340 and 330.
I'm sorry, what was the name of the aircraft?
Airbus.
Oh, Airbus.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm familiar with it. Yeah.
Not the very big, the 380.
Golly, that thing's a mountain, isn't it? That thing's a pure mountain. I know they've got it coming to Oshkosh, the 380, and I don't know where they're going to put it, but that thing's huge. Well, how long have you been doing that?
I'm flying for Lufthansa since 11 years now.
Oh, great. Commercial flying, corporate flying, or not corporate, but commercial flying in Europe, is that something that is enjoyable? I mean, I hear good things and bad things here in the States from different commercial pilots. How's it over there?
After a couple of years, everything becomes a job.
It's a job.
But it's a very nice job to
right.
earn your money for a living.
Right. I imagine it. To me, I always thought, as a just a regular VFR or a private pilot, if I don't want to go, if I look out the window, it doesn't like fun, I don't go. If I'm a commercial pilot, I got to go. So the challenging stuff, is that something that's good or bad in flying?
Yeah, but weather is not a problem when you fly a long-haul aircraft like a 340
right.
or a started with the Airbus 320.
Yeah, you got to have five computers to land it anyway, right?
Yeah. So we can land in nearly zero conditions. Though.
Right. Yeah, I've seen some videos on the web where airplanes are breaking out right as they're touching the ground doing zero landings. And I just, no. You know, I'm glad I'm going to be sitting in the back. I'm not going to see what's going on. So, well, that's great. Now, are you involved with the German Seaplane Day at all? Are you a seaplane
yes.
pilot? Great.
Yeah, I'm
great.
A seaplane pilot.
Great.
As well, yes.
So you do fly for fun when you're not flying the big heavy stuff?
Yeah.
My goodness.
That's why I would like to earn a lot of money.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, we all have different airplanes we want to buy, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So you're going to be there at German Seaplane Day.
Yes.
And obviously Helga's going to be there. Well, I tell you what, I wish I could be there. I'm sure, sitting here, I'm not going to be able to break out the time. But you need to let me know what's going on. If as it gets closer, feel free to give us a call. Call in the radio station. Say you want to let everybody know if there's, I don't know if you're planning on doing some blogging to let everybody know when the website is coming up. But please feel free to give us a call and let us know to keep us updated.
I'm sure will. Thank you very much, Milford, for the chance to talk to you.
Thanks, Helga. It's good to talk to you again. It's Milford Shirley, Flight Time Radio, at Sun and Sun. Everybody have a good day.